Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the concluding act of part one of Misty Mountain. Captain Rusty Lane, engaged now to Helen Marshall, daughter of the president of Standard Airways, is making his last flight but one as a regular transport pilot. High over the mountains of northern Arizona, he discusses the future with his anything but enthusiastic co-pilot, Elmer Sloan.
A fine business. You sitting in an office pushing buttons while other guys fly the ships.
Well, somebody's got to do the groundwork.
Then somebody else ought to do it. Not the best pilot that ever pulled out of a tailspin.
No, Elmer, you're fast. The trouble with you...
Rex City weather station calling all planes in area. Gathering a storm, vicinity Misty Mountain, ceiling 400 overcast, visibility 2 miles, temperature 36, dew point 35, moderate rain, wind southeast 12, barometer 30.08. That's all.
Storm over Misty Mountain. How well we'll climb up through it going instant.
Why? But why? We could go around it and still...
Well, why should we go around?
And on the other hand, why shouldn't we? What reason has a guy got for flying over Misty Mountain, who's engaged to the president's daughter and has an office all waiting for him with his name on the door?
Now, shut up. Now, push that switch over to night frequency.
You going to call Mary Lou?
Just never mind the questions. I gave an order.
Well, you don't have to get sore about it. There.
Lane in standard flight 8 calling W6RX2. W6RX2. Come in.
W6RX2 to flight 8. Hello, Rusty. How are you today? And how are you, Elmer? Come in. Well, you're certainly conversational up there. Isn't there any news? Go ahead.
No, that's not much news. The weather report says it looks like bad weather down there. Is it raining? Well, how's Mother McCrae and the pups? Go on.
No, it's not raining yet, but I think it's going to. Jack was saying he hoped it would.
Jack? Who's Jack? Probably her husband.
Oh, incidentally... Rusty, you sound kind of funny today. What's wrong? Oh, and I'm using my new condenser. Am I coming in clearer?
Never mind about condensers. We just want... who's Jack? And what's more, who are you and where do you live down there? And I want to know these things. Now, tell me, what's the use of being so secret about it? Now, come in.
I guess I'd better sign off now. Oh, Rusty, if you get a dog for Christmas and you don't know where it came from, maybe it'll be one of the pups. I'll send a care of the airline. How about it?
Mary Lou, listen, I want to tell you something. You see, this is my next to the last trip over. After my flight back day after tomorrow, I'm going to New York on a big job. So if we miss you or anything on the next trip, well, this is so long, see? And now, will you tell me something about yourself? Now, go ahead. What's the matter? Mary Lou? Mary Lou?
She signed off.
Oh, wait. Calling W6RX2. W6RX2, come in.
She's gone, that's funny.
I guess the transmitter just went off.
Sure.
All right, will you quit humming that tune?
Okay, but why should I? A voice out of nowhere and she can stay there. That's what you said. So why should you get sore? Of all the guys.
You see, Lane, there's an unusually heavy shipment of mail, so I'm going to have to send one ship through without passengers today. Now, I can have Collins go, but I thought you might be particularly anxious to get back to Miss Marshall.
What's that?
Well, of course, we've heard the news. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what will it be, mail today or passengers tomorrow?
Well, I guess you're right. I'd better get it over with. That is, I'll go today.
Good. Of course, Sloan will be with you and your regular stewardess. So it's goodbye, Lane, and good luck in the new job. We'll try to keep the line running here without you, but it won't be very easy.
Up gear. Well, here she goes, Rusty. The last one.
Yeah.
Hey, a fine flight this is. Me being stewardess to a bunch of mailbags. Why didn't we take our regular run?
Lucky couldn't wait another day to get back to his Helen.
Well, now, isn't that too bad?
The stewardess quarters are in the cabin, Miss Wexler, and not in the cockpit. Do you mind?
Well, excuse me, Captain Lane. I'm sorry.
For a guy that's supposed to be spilling over with happiness, you've sure been doing a great imitation of a sorehead.
Well, it gets my goat.
What does?
Not knowing.
Not knowing what?
Let's forget it.
Okay, Rusty, sure. After all, it's your life, and if you want to stop flying, that's your business. Besides, Helen's a swell girl.
Yeah, sure.
Turn on the beam.
Good weather. Guess that storm over Misty Mountain is all blown away.
Yeah, sure it has. We've got clear weather all the way from now on. Flight 9 to Las Vegas, over a Misty Mountain at 10,000, climbing at 545, estimate Las Vegas 704, Burbank 912, go ahead.
Okay, Flight 9, weather and traffic ahead, unchanged.
Okay, I'm going to throw that switch.
The night frequency?
You heard me.
You mean you're going to...
Thank God, I'm W6RX2 calling Flight 9. Rusty, is that you up there? Come in, please.
Elmer, it's Mary Lou, she's calling us. Something's wrong. Hello? Lane, Standard Flight 9, calling back, W6RX2. Hello, Mary Lou, what's wrong? Come in.
Rusty, please, I need help, quickly. Help me.
Hey.
Just above the timberline is a force patrol landing field. You can land there, but you must hurry. Please, Rusty, I can't explain now. Oh, hurry, please help me.
Mary Lou, calling W6RX2. Elmer, she's gone, and we got to get down there.
You're crazy, you're carrying mail. It'd mean your job. Rusty, you can't do it.
I can't do it. Well, I'm going to do it. Now, try and spot that field. We're going down.
Hey, level her out. You'll tear the wings off.
You see that field?
Is that it there up
right
on the point? But, Rusty, look at it. You can't land this ship there. If that's a landing field,
Wheels down.
Wheels down.
Hey, what happened? Why the forced landing? Are we in any trouble?
And never mind. You get back in that cabin and fasten your safety belt.
Yeah, but I'm not...
You heard me. Get back there.
Crazy things, Rusty, but this tops
it. Now, never mind. As soon as we're stopped, you head her into the wind and keep the motors running while I'm gone.
You still don't know where she lives?
I spotted a house just a second ago. It looks like a forest ranger station. It must be the place. And anyway, I'll find out. And remember, whatever happens, you and Millie stay and guard this mail. You understand? Hello. Hello, home. Mary Lou? Was anyone here? Hello? All right. Open up here.
Well, all right, Lansing. Wait a minute. Now, what do you all want? Are you aiming for to wreck the place? Lie down, dog.
Hey, what? Are you Mary Lou?
Who?
Mary Lou. Didn't you just call for help?
Say, mister, you ain't touched, are you?
Now, look. Now, some girl radioed me up on that plane that she was in trouble and needed help. A girl named Mary Lou.
Well, it all sounds right crazy to me.
Oh, wait. Look. Is there anybody else living in this mountain? Another girl?
Nary a soul.
But surely...
Be quiet,
you must know... What'd you call that dog?
Now,
let me in here.
No, you can't.
Go on. Be quiet, Mother McCree. Go back to your pup. I see, a ham radio transmitter. So you never heard of Mary Lou, huh?
Oh, Rusty.
Hey, what's the idea of the hillbilly act? Well, come on, answer me.
Well, I was scared. I didn't really think you'd come down here. I tried to call you again and tell you not to, but look, you can see the transmitter's still on, but...
Well, wait a minute. You mean nothing's wrong?
Mm-mm.
Well, what are you doing here alone?
Well, my brother's the forest ranger at the station, and I visit him summers. He's out and out at the observation post on the peak.
Oh, so you brought a transport plane down full of mail in the worst field in 9 stages for a laugh, huh?
Oh, that wasn't why, Rusty.
Well, then why'd you do it?
Well, you said this was your last trip. I'm like you. I was curious. I wanted to see what you looked like.
Oh, you wanted to see what I looked like. Look, that's crazy. Look, do you realize what you've done?
Mm-hmm.
I may even lose my license. At least I'll be fired.
Well, Rusty, it's my fault. Can't you tell them that? I mean, wouldn't they understand? I mean, if you told them that I was lonely and you were a voice out of the sky and I thought I'd never see what you looked like and I told a little lie to get you down here. Oh, I'm sorry, Rusty. Honest, I am.
Well, quit crying about it. Yeah. Well, I said quit it. Now, what, do I have to shake some sense into you?
Well, I guess somebody ought to. Oh, Rusty.
Well, hey. Hey, Mary Lou, well, you know, you look just like I thought you did.
Do I, Rusty?
Yeah. Well, this is amazing. Your eyes and your hair and your lips. Why, you're... Mary Lou.
Rusty, you
well,
did...
Why did I do that? Kiss you. I ought to choke you. Look, I have to get out of here.
Well, wait, Rusty, will you come back or write to me?
Never mind
just
about that.
The...
Never mind about that. I got a mail plane waiting.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm coming to see you off.
Rusty, what was it? Was Mary Lou? Oh, you're Mary.
Yes. And you're Elmer.
Say, what is all
now,
this?
Now, never mind all the questions. Let's get going, Elmer.
We got to make up for lost time. Come on.
Mother McCrae, come on, get out of here. Get out of that plane now.
Willie, get that dog out of here.
Will I? Come on, dog. Oh, wait a minute, I'll help you. Mother McCrae, now, come on, get up. Give it to me. I've got on. Hold the door open.
Come on, Elmer. Now, let's get started.
Hey, what was it all about, Rusty? Why did you...
Now, just never mind. Now, there, that dog's on the ground finally. Okay, now, let's go.
Let's have it. Don't just sit there looking like something that blew out of a volcano. Why did she do that?
Well, she was curious. Curious. So she hauled the plane down on the side of a mountain.
Well, who wasn't curious? Boy, she was all right for looks, though, wasn't she?
Crazy little quarter wit. I got a mind to tell. I think, as a matter of fact, I will tell her. Here, push that switch.
You're going to talk to her again?
Say, I'm going to talk to her. Yeah. Flight 9 calling W6RXT2. Calling W6RX2 and come in quick.
Oh, W6RX2, back to Flight 9. Hello, Rusty. Elmer, come back for me.
Rusty, it's Millie.
Millie?
That dog. When I took it out of the plane, the girl got in and slammed the door. She's up there with you now.
Hey, Rusty, can a guy be drunk without having had anything to drink?
Look, just never mind. Fly this airplane for a minute.
Hello, Rusty.
Look, what are you doing here?
Well, I came along to help.
To help?
Mm-hmm. You said you were in serious trouble, and it's really all my fault, so I came along to fix it. I'll explain everything to your boss.
Oh, you came along to fix it. Well, now, that's wonderful. Look, I'm an hour late with a ship full of mail. I made an unscheduled landing on an unmarked field because I broke regulations talking to a private party on a plane transmitter, and now I'm going to land in Burbank with an unregistered passenger and without my stewardess. Help me. Look, you're going to send me to Leavenworth.
And here's another happy little thought, Mr. ex-vice president-to-be. There'll be a reception committee waiting for you at Burbank, and the whole committee's name is Helen Marshall. Yes, my boy, I'd say it was definitely going to be a happy landing.
This is Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you've so thoroughly enjoyed this first episode of Misty Mountain, starring James Stewart and James Bryan, that you look forward eagerly to next Sunday night when you can hear its thrilling climax. And there's another thought we'd like you to carry away from the Silver Theater tonight. A thought that goes back to the days of our colonial forefathers, many of whom were silversmiths of remarkable skill. If you've ever seen any early American silver, you'll remember it as simple and yet extraordinarily beautiful. And I think it's interesting to know that many of the most exquisite solid silver patterns created today, international sterling patterns, adhere to many of the same principles of faultless design and painstaking artistry which characterized the silver fashioned by colonial craftsmen. Because of modern improved methods of silversmithing, today's solid silver is within the reach of nearly everyone. For instance, just listen to how easily you yourself can start a solid silver service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can get one of International Sterling's lovely Me to You sets, a place setting for one person, six lustrous pieces of genuine silver for only $16.75. Your silverware dealer can show you one of these sets tomorrow, so be sure to visit him and see it. He'll be glad to explain the budget payment plan for larger, complete services while you're there, and you'll be glad to learn how easily you can own solid silver as beautiful as any the world has ever created. International Sterling Silver.
James Stewart will soon be seen with Joan Crawford in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production Ice Follies of 1939. And Jane Bryan's forthcoming Warner Brothers picture is Hero for a Day.
Next week, Silver Theater presents James Stewart and Jane Bryan in the second and concluding episode of Misty Mountain by Grover Jones and Drew Boardman. Conrad Nagel will direct, and of course, there'll be more original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. All incidents and characters in today's drama were entirely fictitious. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.